This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, let's take a look at Sunday's game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And
after this, since Eric Chiafalo is co-hosting with us this morning, cool enough to come in before his Flagtober hit at Lowe's, 9 to 11 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Chiafalo this morning at Lowe's, 30 in Cockrell Hill in Dallas. 30 in Cockrell Hill, pick up the one-of-a-kind 2024 Whataburger-themed G-Bag flag. Pepe, I need you. This is post-hunt clarity as well. Because this was Cowboys Steelers post game on this radio station.
Look, yes. So one of my duties here at The Fan is to be the producer of the Cowboys games. I won't work the next day, obviously, you know, because of the late night, early morning turnaround. You know, I'm too old for that. I'm 28 now.
Just shave your head bald and really become Troy.
It's so, so this happened during the Cowboys postgame show. This was after 1 a.m. We were extended the postgame to 1:30. And so this is between Eric and Brian. You know, now, with the delay, we were short on the postgame show. We had all this inventory to get through. So segments were five minutes long. And so we had to go to break. And we were taking callers, as we usually do. And sometimes the callers, you know, they go off a little bit, talk along. And Sean, you know this, as you know, the host's duty is, if you know they're going a little long, you got to cut them off at some point.
Yeah.
Brian, you know, Brian brought us part of the postgame show with Eric the other night. He doesn't know about commercial breaks. He does 19 podcasts. You know, he doesn't listen to commercial breaks. You know, G-Bag comes back 8 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, they have 35 segment, you know, minute segments. And so Brian doesn't understand the ads.
Bro, hang on a sec, Pepe. Do you ever look up at the clock? Like, how do you guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Seven, eight, late?
We'll just totally, yeah. Sometimes we butcher it in a huge way. But we just follow the general's lead, man. That's what we do.
What's the downgrade from the general?
If you know, be as colonel, maybe lieutenant colonel, something like that.
All right.
What was Jessup? What was Nathan R. Jessup?
We have to downgrade Dawson,
Colonel Nathan R. Jessup,
because
yeah.
That's not very generally, in terms of the accuracy and the timing of things.
So this was a clip from the other night, Cowboys postgame show after the win over the Steelers, and you can hear Eric here trying to wrap up the caller here, and Brian, he was not thrilled that Eric was cutting the guy off.
Are you a Dak hater?
No, not at all. I love that guy.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Go ahead. Carry on.
Mikey,
thanks for the call, man. We appreciate the time. Sorry, we got to get you out of here right now. We're in a bit of a time crunch here. The delay kind of threw things off tonight. But
let the guy finish.
No, I'm sorry.
Really, it's like 1:30 in the morning we're doing this show. What do we got to do, another ad or something, another spot?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to it. Peyton, hit the button. Let's go to a spot.
Oh, boy.
Well, I apologize to, I guess, Broadus, not even necessarily Mikey. Broadus is a little bit more upset than Mikey is.
No,
we
I was just going to give
his time. I wish I could give him more time.
I was going to answer. I was going to ask him some questions.
I know you were going to ask him some questions. You were going to ask him if he was a Dak hater.
I did.
That. And then what was next? What was the next question? What was the next hard hitter?
You know, hey, throw it to a break and let's let Kyle Yeomans tell us about some really cool thing that got going on at DallasCowboys.com.
Oh, dude. Out of nowhere.
Wow.
This came out of left field.
Dude. And here's the thing, you know, like, I could never tell. So when he was asking the guy the question and he gave the answer, I couldn't tell if Russ being sarcastic. Like, okay, good. Yep, yep, good.
Oh, no. Okay, he being real.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's my only defense of Broadus.
Okay.
After or at the end of that clip, did you immediately go to break? Because that went on for another like 10, 15 seconds. So I'm wondering how much longer you really could have let the caller go. Because when I listened to the beginning of the post game while driving in yesterday morning, you told the first caller, you're like, hey, we don't have a lot of time. We got to be real quick here. And I get what you're doing. But then I heard like three more phone calls.
Right.
So
right.
Explain that.
Yeah. I mean, we were doing a pretty good job at keeping it efficient there. Yeah. Now, I had been told on the front end.
You're trying to set the tone, make everyone efficient.
Exactly. And the first caller, Big Jim, he is apparently a bit long-winded at times. Now, he's legendary. He's phenomenal. But that night, I had to just let him know. Yeah. And I was trying to set the tone for everybody else. And everybody was chill. We were getting in. We were getting out. These were like five-minute segments. Broadus had no issue with it. But then at the end, that last caller, Mikey, there, we picked it up in the middle of the call. Mikey had already gone on a 60-second rant about how he didn't think the win was that impressive, and he was poo-pooing it a little bit.
Yeah.
And so Broadus, it struck a nerve with Broadus, and now he was ready to fight back and forth with Mikey, but unfortunately, we didn't have the time for the fight.
Sure.
So Broadus wanted to keep that going, but I was like, sorry, man, we gotta cut this off, and he was not happy.
So at the end of the clip, did you immediately? I go, yes, I do.
As soon as Broadus goes, let's get it to Kyle Yeomans, I'm like, all right, Dallas Cowboys football will continue in a moment.
You know what this is an example of? The next time he does this, you got to put him in his place and say, do I tell you how to scout?
Ooh,
you are there. You are like there that. To talk about the center pulling. You are there to talk about the safety helping. This is my world.
Right.
Back off. If you want to host the show, you go tell the bosses you want to host the show. Have some respect. Have some respect for what I'm doing over here and back off. That's the way it's got to be. This is my world. That's your world.
No, you're right.
Stay over there in your world.
Should have punched back a little bit on the crusty.
Well, you did.
I did a little bit.
You did.
But I also just was exhausted at 1:30 in the morning. I'm ready to get out of here.
Oh, no, you did punch back. He's trying to give a voice to the people, but it's show business, not show friendship.
Amen.
It's show business.
I don't even know that it's trying to give a voice to the people. He just wanted to fight somebody.
Oh, he did want to fight with Mikey. He was ready to go 12 rounds with Mikey.
It had been very simple. Can you imagine how temperamental our Love of the Star recordings are with my attitude, Broadus, Peyton producing it?
Oh, my gosh. Peyton, I feel for you, man.
That's the most toxic show.
Peyton, you probably smoke a pack of cigarettes during that.
Got to, man.
Just sitting in the bag. But
can I bum one?
Dealing with those two. All right, post-hut clarity where Bobby actually rewatches the game that was just played.
All right, Zach Martin, much better than I initially thought off the first viewing. He still was not great. There were still the reps that I saw in the first quarter that were rough for him, but he played a better game overall than I initially thought. And on the other side, bracketing the center was TJ Bass for most of the second half, and TJ Bass, not awesome. Not very good. Nope.
Because, Chiafalo, this is a big question. Y'all brought this up in the post. Do we have a new offensive line combination here? Do we have a new left tackle and a new guard?
Now, as a unit, it meshed well overall, and maybe they're going to find that Bass continues to play better. He had to kind of step in, and you got Tyler Smith playing on his other side, playing a position that he hasn't had for 2 years, and then you've got Bass, who was just asked to kind of jump in and play, and maybe with a week's worth of practice, it's different. But Bass had some struggles, particularly in pass protection. He was giving up a lot there. Run blocking was fine, but the pass protection was really, really bad.
So you had Zach good.
Zach was good. Zach was not like great, but Zach was good.
Does Bass's play alter your thinking or answer on Tyler at left tackle?
No. I mean, if Guyton's here, like, Guyton's got to be the tackle because he's not going to play guard. So, I mean, Tyler Smith can play either. I would have.
And Steele's not playing enough for Guyton to replace him. I mean, that's a lot of shuffling.
I don't think he's playing. I think Steele is getting too much hate this season. He's not been great, but he's not killing you by any means. He certainly wasn't your biggest problem the other night.
Top graded player on Pro Football Focus for the entire offense?
For the whole offense?
Tolbert.
close. He was second.
Mm.
Zach Martin.
Oh, nice.
Lowest
grade. BFF.
Lowest graded. TJ Bess.
Bobby Bell. Look at the scouting eye. You probably just went to PFF and copied.
He got a 31 grade. He had 11 pass block grade. An 11.
Now I did see what.
Out of 100?
I did see what.
Out of 100.
I did.
That's like you go home and your kid gives you the report card and you go, out of 100?
What's the grading scale here? I did see PFF's grades last night. But the.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
See, like, as a great example of
11. I don't think we've ever said it 11 on the show.
I don't think so. That's 30.
He's the Deshaun Watson of guards.
That's like 25 points lower than Guyton, who had the second lowest pass block.
As an example, though, of why PFF is completely stupid. A good example of this would be, I'm pulling up their grades now because I got to find it here. Good example of this is, are you looking at the defensive grades,
John? I haven't.
Okay, here's the things. Mozzie Smith, they grade him in three different areas. Mozzie Smith's run defense grade, 44.1. Mozzie Smith's tackling grade, 69.7. Yeah. Mozzie Smith's pass rushing grade, 54. Okay, so lowest was a 44.1, highest was a 69.7. So overall, his defensive grade was a 32.
Yeah, I don't know how they.
They're so stupid. Well, they just make stuff up. It's like Choppy talking about the SEC. There's no sense.
But
to
are
it.
They waiting?
Of course.
Well, they also
they do weight them. Plus, like, you know, he had.
But even if you wait, let's say I'm going to wait the run defense, which was the worst grade. That was 12 points higher than what his overall defensive grade was.
I don't know how they do it. I don't know what their methodology is. I have no idea.
This is Post-Nut Clarity, where we take a look back at the film and review some of the aspects of the game. Jordan Lewis was, when we were talking about, I was saying I couldn't figure out, just on first glance, who was better between Lewis, Owuwariye, and Diggs. The way I would stack that is just the way that I had it. So I would say that I think Lewis was the best, then Owuwariye, and then Diggs.
Did Diggs follow and shut? Pickens?
No. It was pretty much just they kind of played their sides, and wherever Pickens went, it was somebody picked it up. But Lewis ended up on Pickens a lot.
Stephen Jones yesterday was on the KMC Masterpiece. They asked him, do you wish everyone played the way that Jordan Lewis does?
I know Zim right away. That was one of his favorite guys. He said, that little dog will bite. And that's what he is. I mean, he is a dog, and he plays a lot bigger than he is. He's a super, super, uber competitor. Willing to go up against anybody and fights his ass off, and you know, great leader on that defense for us.
Boy, had a bit of the smoky tone.
Yeah.
That was very...
him and Brad Sham.
I was going to say, was that Sham or was that Stephen Jones that we're talking to?
And Jordan Lewis, after retweeting Bobby crapping on Pickens, he tweeted yesterday, "We don't give a F about impressive. A win is a win, and football by nature is supposed to be a beautifully ugly sport."
But Jordan Lewis, to that point, he was really good in this game. Like, I mean, that was as good a game as I can remember Jordan Lewis playing in a long time. And so he was really impressive. He's been impressive this whole season, and he's an undersized, aging player coming off of injuries. Like, there's no reason why he should be playing at the level he is, other than just he's a really smart player who's incredibly competitive. I noticed this last night rewatching the game. Damone Clark's snaps have disappeared. He didn't play a single snap on defense in this game. And that was after he played five the week before.
And a guy that surprised me after beach talk, our beach session, because there was a lot of talk that the coaching staff liked Damone Clark at camp.
Yeah, I think that's shifted.
Well, clearly.
It's specifically, I think he's in the doghouse.
Like, well, clearly.
No
snaps.
No, it is. Like, I mean, I'm talking about like...
not his play.
I'm talking to play, and I think it's... Why don't we work on how you're receiving this? Why don't you just take some time to think about it? And so I think that I would not be surprised if you want to talk about potential move. I would not be surprised if at some point somebody called and said, "Hey, Damone Clark," they'd be like, "Yep, here, take him." And so Damone Clark is, I think, running out of time here in Dallas really quickly. Next one here, you asked about Tyrus Wheat, so I did pay close attention to him. Tyrus Wheat was pretty good in this game.
By the way, Chia followed clean or dirty hit. Wheat on Fields.
I thought it was clean. It was close, but I thought it was clean, but it was such a hard hit. It was a cartoonish fallback the head flailing from Fields. So it's tough. They're always trying to overprotect the quarterbacks. Broadus was in studio. He was ticked about it in real time. He's yelling at the TV.
About the hit or about the call?
About the call, yeah.
The phone call?
The
wheat call.
The wheat call. Yeah,
he was mother bleeping Sean Hockley from the couch.
I understand why they threw the flag. I don't think they should have, but I understand it.
But Tyrus Wheat, he played well. He was good against the run, really strong.
I don't remember talking about him once before yesterday.
No, just the only time we did was when he made the roster, and it was like a thing of like, oh, he's Bones loves him on special teams, and they thought he was solid and steady. He was really good at shedding blocks, you know, remaining disciplined. He was consistently, it wasn't a great pass rush from the front four, but he didn't kill you at times. He was able to get a little bit of pressure, get a little bit of a push, and in the run game I thought he was really good. And then Oso Digizua along that defensive line didn't generate as much pressure as I initially had thought. He did have a couple early ones, but the bigger thing for him was he was getting double teamed almost every pass rush snap by the Steelers. And when he got double teamed was when the Cowboys were most consistently getting pressure and getting home. And so it kind of looks as if the impact was lesser than you think, but I think it was actually greater than initially thought, because I think any pressure they were getting a lot of times was because of double teams that Oso Digizua was taking up. So that was a big one. And then finally on the receiving core, Jalen Tolbert should be above Brandon Cooks at this point. When we were talking about it yesterday and matchup based and stuff like that, Jalen Tolbert played really well, and he's continued to build on things. And I think you've seen, okay, we're finally getting to that South Alabama guy. Now, I still think Tolbert is probably a three. I think that's what he is. But the reality is that Cooks is probably a three at this point, too, at best. And if you're just telling me who's better and who's going to have to function as a two, then give me Jalen Tolbert. And he's playing with that size that he has, some of that, you know, height, and he's been stouter the last couple of years than his rookie year. To me, he's got somebody who's gotten more of a frame, a build, a skill set at this point of his career to be a two than Brandon Cooks does. And so played really well with the Steelers doing everything they could to take CeeDee Lamb out of this game. They were very much, you could tell the game plan was absolutely focus on him, take him out. That's got to be the biggest thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free.
all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.